numbers told the story they always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is A Numbers Game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number two of A Numbers Game at VSiN, the sports betting network, VSiN.com. Game Plus. Got your home guy, Matt Buchalter, on there from Toronto. iHeartRadio, YouTube, TV, however you're taking us in, we appreciate it. Thank you, Game Plus, by the way. We love Canada. Game Plus goes down through New York as well. So a lot of folks in New York City see us on Game Plus. Wyatt Tomchek in for the vacationing Kelly Bidlin. Kelly will be back next week. We get tweets at Beating the Book. Always appreciate the feedback from folks. Best listeners in the game. This is from Russell Smith. Played your tennis straight and took a shot. Oh, no, he parlayed a few of these. Took a shot with Stearns, Bolter, and Uchijima. Or does that say 100? That can't be 120 to 1. Maybe he means 12 to 1 on that. I think he means 12 to 1. To win, then he added, okay, maybe it is 121 because he added Vladimir Guerrero Jr. to hit a home run today. He has four lifetime versus Dean Kramer. How dare you fade the great Dean Kramer who's on the leaflet. GV at New Jersey, New York. Braves only being up a half game above the Mets, as you were talking about, and as a result, barely in the playoffs, is up there in terms of which of those standing scenarios is the nuttiest to you. As someone who watches the Phillies every night, yeah, can't believe this team is still top of MLB in win percentage. You wouldn't think that after the last month. That's what I was trying to get at, GV, which is I think a lot of that, if you glance at the MLB standings right now, the baseball standings, there's so much there that's like, wow, that team is still there, or that team is that close to the other, because it is a complete logjam. It is just a scrum of teams this year, both American League and National League, and again, we ought to be betting accordingly. This is from, Teddy Rack. I add 3 years to my VSiN subscription, and the next day I get Joe Fortenbaugh on ANG. I don't know what that means. Chris Heath, truly getting old with a Bill Romanowski phone dial. Oh, did Fortenbaugh hit his phone with a cheek?
Yeah, he did it. Yeah. Kind of startled us. I thought you heard it too.
I did at one point.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, Joe used to be famous for the quick dial tone at the end of the interview. That was his thing. Like if you would sign up Joe, he would try to get the dial tone in there before you got up. That was his gig. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Thursday. It's 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific. You know what that means. Unscripted with the crack man, Bill Krakenberger. Billy.
Hey.
What's happening?
Bet Bash Week. Thank you for making time for me.
Come on, man. This guy. Everybody's kind enough. I'm super grateful every Bet Bash week.
People are so nice.
When we were at the South Point, they used to roll down there.
Oh, yeah.
This is much easier because it's just down the street, right?
Yes. Yep.
So I'm super grateful. But come on, man. You think we're going to bump in you for Bet Bash?
Yes.
Yes, he says. Yes, I do think you're going to do
it. I ran into Gil yesterday. He was like, I don't know. He was like blocked out of his car or something. They wouldn't let him leave or something. What happened? So give me the real explanation. I was walking through. I went over to Circa to put my buddy was going to put some entries in for the contest, and I'm his proxy. And you were – I thought they didn't let you in.
No, they
wouldn't let you out.
Well, it's neither. It's actually my fault. So okay. I had a meeting at Circa after the show.
All right.
So I go over there, and I realize I haven't been at Circa in so long, which is just down the street, that my card – we have a secret Batcave parking lot.
Okay.
My card was deactivated because I hadn't been there in so long.
So on
the way out, Bill AD, Miles, Gwynn, they were all kind enough. They're like, oh, we'll do your thing. We'll reactivate your car. But me, stupid me, I forgot that there was one more door I had to go through. So I gave them my card before I had to get through that final door. And so security was like, hey, we'll just have to figure out when you get your card back. So I was like there for you. And you and Alan Boston roll up. Yep. And by the way, one of those two people recognized me. And I'll give you a guess as to who that one that was. But you and Alan Boston roll up. And I'm just sitting there. I'm like, yeah, just trying to get to my car. But it was my fault.
Yeah, no, I took Alan to breakfast. There's a place he showed me. This guy used to cook for Elvis. And he has a restaurant called Norman's Diner on Durango. It's like Durango and Spring Mountain area. But it's great. He has the best Eggs Benedict in the world. He's known for it, too.
Is the guy who used to cook for Elvis still there?
Oh, yeah. Norm. Yeah.
Norm is still there.
Norm is still there. And I like to eat anyone named Norm. Like, if you're like Norm, Abe.
Abe?
Yeah, I like
you're
to
big,
eat. Yeah.
You're a big fan.
Moish. I'm good.
Moish.
Yeah, I'm eating there. Yeah.
Moish.
No. By the way, there's a place over there called, it's called Abel's Bagels, by the way.
Abel's,
you heard
Bagels.
Of it?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Abel's
Bagels.
They
are some of the, some of the best bagels I've had, in, you know, definitely in the town.
How could you go wrong?
Yeah. No, I just, great. But, you know, I came in here this morning. I don't know what's what you're going to roll up on. These guys had Veasan cheese. Did you see the guys that were here?
Yeah.
They have Veasan t-shirts on.
Veasan t-shirts,
well,
yeah.
Good guys. One was from Ohio. I used to fly into Columbus, Ohio all the time. He's from Columbus, Ohio. People are surprised to hear that. Like, my dad was born on a farm. My dad was a farmer. Mm-hmm. Not him, but his parents, my grandparents. And they were country people. So they were on the southeastern Ohio, which a place that I thought nobody ever heard of, Meigs County, like Pomeroy on the river. You know where else? All my family works in Athens at Ohio University, and Burrow is from that area, mm-hmm. Joe Burrow. So they're all proud of him, of course. That's a big thing. And football was everything, by the way. When I used to go to Ohio for the summers, I used to go for the county fairs and the state fair, truck pull, tractor pull, some entertainment. But football games on Saturday, high school football games, my uncles and their children, that was everything to them. Like, everything was based around those football games. So yeah. Football was so big, so that's why Burrow's a big deal to my cousins and stuff. And he's a big deal anyway. He's a great player. So, but it's nice to see the people so nice. And it's humbling. It's like, wow.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
I was at Circa last night at the Legacy Club.
How is that?
Which is where Bet Bash sort of ends every night.
Okay.
at Legacy Club upstairs. And yeah, it's just great to see everybody. Great to talk to everybody. You know, people that you have seen recently, people that you haven't, and then people who come up to you from, you know, 7-8 years ago, like, yeah,
right.
Great to see you again. And you're like, I don't remember.
But you try
to be all
nice
so,
as can
be. But all so nice, right?
Yeah. Real nice. Real nice people.
Yep.
You know, everyone's been asking me things, man, about I haven't – you were off last week, so I wasn't here last week.
Yes, sir.
So, of course, people have been asking me. My number one thing here is about the DK tax and the Caesars guy.
Yes.
The Caesars guy with the $500,000 that said he won $500,000.
Oh,
300
yeah.
and some thousand.
Yes.
I reached out. Let's start with him.
I haven't talked about that yet. Yeah.
I reached out to him.
Okay.
I texted him.
So explain to people what you're talking about. There's a guy on Twitter – who posted a video.
Yeah.
He claims to have won $500,000 on a bet. I mean, it was a Celtics bet, was it?
Celtics future.
Yeah.
Close to that, anyway. And like $400,000 or something.
And he's being escorted out of a casino.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's escorted out of a casino. So I reached out to him because he's like, man, I want my money. I want my money. And trust me, it got over 1 million views. People have known about this.
Yeah.
And as much as we are against Caesars right now for me for throwing me out for having a pulse for bleeding red, and you for the different things that happened. Oh,
well,
no.
Mine was my latest one was the NBA draft when they switched the odds right in front of me.
No, they're listen. Yeah. Let me just be blunt. I would love to throw them under a bus and go after them. In this situation, as of right now, I can't. And I'm always fair to both.
Yes.
I even said hi. I do multiples. I want to know if you don't want me to repeat it, I will not say it. Not a fan of Caesars currently because they limited me because of previous wins. And he said, what's up, brother?
Yeah.
And then he never got back to me. There's much more to this story.
Uh-huh.
There's much more to this story. Supposedly he said maybe some of our listeners can correspond here. Supposedly he said, well, my bookie bet it for me. And that's like the worst thing you could say is your bookie, someone else bet it for you. Proxy betting. Here in Las Vegas would be legal if you go through the proper channels, but there it's not legal the way it went down in North Carolina or South Carolina, North Carolina. So they're not giving him his winnings. But by the way, they're not giving him his post up. So if you're posting up, you know, I don't know what the post up was, $300,000-$400,000. Did not give him the post-up money or the winnings. So that's the big story here.
Wow.
Is they're just doing a full-scale investigation, and that's probably just a way of trying to rob the guy's post-up money using some loopholes or law things. I mean, honestly, it's not worth the guy. By the way, Caesars used it on their socials. Oh, big winner, one Celtics thing. Is all over their socials. So they used it to advertise with. Honestly, even though the guy didn't get back to me, even though there's more to the story, pay the guy his money. Look what it's done more damage to you guys. It's making me bring up old tweets. Like last night, I brought up an old tweet of your minus 120 on juice for NFL future. The future games. Look ahead weeks, minus 120. Nobody does that. You can bet at DraftKings, 110. You can bet at Westgate. I can keep on going. Minus 110. Caesars charges 120. Real nice of you. So, in other words, what I'm saying is they treat you like a sucker in so many different ways. I probably wouldn't have retweeted that last night if I didn't know about this situation. I probably wouldn't have retweeted that. And oh, I only got here. I haven't even checked. I said everyone else won 10 Caesars this effing NFL. So sorry, that's what I put. Last night, 62,000 views, 263 likes. You wouldn't have got that bad press. And that's only me, little me. I don't really get to call myself little much, but little me. So, but listen, think about that. So now. That's just me. I've seen multiple other people going after you guys. I mean, is it worth that much money to you that you want to steal the guy's money?
You know what? I will sort of answer. I think none of these scenarios are good for the books in the end. And in the end, I don't think they care.
That's interesting. I don't think Caesars cares. The management, they just don't care. They know they get all the volume
that's
anyway.
Right.
Very
that's
good
right.
point. It's the line from the Bronx Tale. Nobody cares.
Nobody cares.
Nobody cares. No, very good line. And listen. I'm not saying that I'm not fully taking the guy's side because whoever bet the ticket has to claim the ticket.
Yeah.
Give your ID, you bet it, you claim the ticket.
I mean, and the part about the post up, obviously, you know, giving back his post up when this is all, you know, figured out. But I had a spider sense about the video too, I guess, is what I'm saying. But I was like, I don't know, there's got to be a story here that we're not hearing.
There is.
Yeah, and obviously there is. We'll talk about the DK tax, which I'm sure Bill has a word or two to say about. That's next. Numbers Game, Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
A Numbers Game on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Hey, if you haven't heard, VSiN is now proudly owned by Must Burger Media. And to celebrate, VSiN is offering its lowest price ever. Special three-year offer. These are going like hotcakes. This week only. Get 3 years of VSiN Pro access for just $350. That's this week only. That saves you over 75% off the monthly price. Become a VSiN Pro subscriber today. Get instant access to everything we do. That includes our daily best bets with a leaderboard to see which VSiN expert has the hot hand. Betting splits to show you where the money and bets are moving for every game. Betting systems and analysis from professional handicappers. 24/7 video access plus access to all of our betting guides. Of course, limited time offer, though, available to both current and new subscribers. If you're existing, that is, as an existing subscriber that would like to add 3 years to your account, I hope you're existing, please email us at subscribe@VSiN.com. If you're looking to subscribe to VSiN for the first time, please visit VSiN.com/special to sign up today. That's VSIN/special. Gil Alexander, Wyatt Tom, check in for Kelly Bidlin live from Bar Canada at the D here in downtown Las Vegas. And of course, Unscripted with the crack man, Bill Krakenberger, at Bill Krakman with the K on Twitter. And of course, co-host with John Orlando of Wise Cracks, the name of his podcast. Bill, this is buddy Captain Jack, who I call the commissioner of sports betting. He was in here this week, kind enough to roll over as well. This is when the news about the DraftKings surcharge came out. He said, if you bet, he tweeted this, if you bet in Illinois, New York, Pennsylvania, or Vermont, get a load of this. DraftKings will be adding a surcharge to be subtracted from your net winnings to pay for their tax on gambling revenue, the money they make from losing bettors. Wow, just wow.
So my thing is, They could have done this. Oh, I think Jack said this on the show. They could have done this so differently.
Yes.
They could have hid this in with their most popular sucker bets, let's be honest, so same game parlays, whatever it may be.
Yeah.
They just did it so publicly. And so I like what he said. It's like they're really arrogant the way they did this, the way they came across like this. And Jack said something in a different tweet, like how arrogant one of the guys is there, the guy that runs the place. They have like one of the biggest, if not the biggest market share, depending on the market. So it just doesn't make any sense to me how they're passing this along. They're making so much money. I mean, don't pay one of your celebrities $2 million instead of that for the month. I mean, you know, to quote, you know, to have you guys out there. Now, I will tell you, in these states, like let's use New York. New York, it's over 50% tax. Is that, I think that's right, correct.
51%.
Okay. Yeah. 51% tax. So, but yet, New York is the sports betting capital of the United States. They do double the volume of Nevada. Double. That's right. New York. double. That's the sports betting capital. So that means they're making double the money. Or am I wrong? Maybe someone else can help me out there. In other words, let's say they make $1 billion. Well, let's use a real number. Let's say they make $1 million, which we know they don't. It's more than that. $1 million in a month, whereas Vegas makes $500,000 in a month.
Yeah.
Well, they're making double the money. I understand they're giving $500,000 away in taxes, but they're still making that $500,000. So there's still revenue. They're still generating that revenue in that state where they're making – it's one of the biggest states they have, if not the biggest, even after the tax. Why pass along more money? Are people that stupid? Are people going to go there and pay and for every $100 only get back $96 and change and say, it doesn't matter. I love drafting. I like the color. I like the marketing. I like the site. Are they going to play on FanDuel or one of the other sites?
So I think to answer that question, I do think the fact that it's there in front of you, that it's not built into a same game parlay, that it's there in front of you to see, I should have made $10 on my $10 even money bet, but instead I'm making $9.68 or whatever it is, right? That ought to, even the most basic person should be like, well, I'm not betting here anymore, right? But I think there's a lot of things going on, and I tried in this week to sort of, get beyond, because you're right about the awkwardness. I mean, could you want a guy that, he's the face of the company, right? Jason Robbins. I can't imagine that you would want anyone worse than that to be the face of such a big company in terms of what he says out loud, right? Because he seems to be someone that is just learning the industry as he goes. Makes a lot of gaffes. This is not his first, right?
No. He's said things before.
He has said the quiet part out loud many times before this, and yet, because betting is so Teflon, because it is so, just part of our DNA, that no matter how many mistakes he makes, he can overcome those blunders and always will. Now, the bigger part of that is, would DraftKings have done this, and time will tell now, would DraftKings have done this if they didn't know that somebody else was going to do this too?
Yeah, well, they should have waited for them to announce it then, instead of being the one that's picked on.
Well, or they already took the temperature of the room, and that then we're going to find out very soon that another one of these big operators is going to do it too. And I'm just saying, this could only it could start to manifest as the norm more than the exception. Or it goes the other way and it never sees the light of day. But I'm saying there's a world here where this is going to be our new reality.
And, I don't mean to pick on them.
Not for everybody. Circa won't do it, for instance,
yeah.
Right?
Right, of course.
Right.
DraftKings is very good to me at the counter. I have bagfuls of tickets, literally, this season already pending in my safe deposit box. I have tons of tickets. So I am, all in what DraftKings on when I go to in person at the counter. I know they don't want bets on the app from anyone with a pulse, but they do take counter bets, so I do like that. I just think this is a bad the way they went about this was terrible, and and you're right. Jason has said things before. I don't want anyone in here that wins.
Yes, he said it out loud.
That insults Joe Public, because it says that makes him think, well, I can bet though? Oh, I must be an idiot. I must be a sucker. Like, there's no thought. A lot of people that are very wealthy in this world are wealthy from certain things, nothing to do with anything public. Their social skills are absolutely terrible. Even in our space, we have guys that the social skills.
Oh, my God.
It's almost like Ralph Cramden on The Honeymooners when he was always opening his mouth and talking about things behind. And then all of a sudden, bang, they put the camera on him on the one episode, and he freezes. That's the same thing, because the social skills of certain people, and he has said some things he definitely, I don't even know, maybe he's arrogant enough he doesn't regret it, but he said some things that he must say, oh God, what did I say there? Is that going to cost us market share?
Or he's what I'm saying, which is
doesn't
he's
care.
Like, oh, well, I'll just move on. Nothing
yeah.
seems to stop him. To me, there's a more, and I don't know how, macro I want to get on this, but there's a more, nefarious part of this to me, which is, you know, basically what you're doing, I said this to Jack also when he was on, you want to phase out, you're basically, the net effect of this is you're going to phase out the hobbyist, right? The sharp better.
Very good.
And you're going to prey on the addict who just will do it no matter what. Make it irrationally and prohibitively expensive. So, and by the way, there's precedent here. What I'm getting at is, like, who still smokes, right? Who still smokes?
Very good.
People who can't stop. Everyone else did the math and moved on from smoking, right? But the people who can't stop are still doing it. And I do think there's a, you know, the ultimate effect of this is you're also going to bring back, and I spoke with Jack about this, the ultimate effect is the very thing you're trying to eradicate, illegal bookmakers, right? Illegal offshore, local bookies, right? The very thing that they, you know, very proudly talked about, this, the regulation of sports betting will get rid of. Every move that is made, and this, by the way, this starts above the operator's head, right? This is about the taxes, and then the operator, obviously, the way that they're handling this by passing it on to the customer and the way they're doing it is awful, but it does start with the egregious taxing. Now you're just leaving the door. I mean,
you're sending people back offshore.
That's the point.
You're sending people back to the local barber shop, the local bar, the local pool hall.
That's exactly
right.
You're
sending people back. You're actually doing the opposite of what you should be doing.
Yes.
You're actually, instead of taking that portion of the business, and it's not just him. It's not just that company. It's other companies, too. The way they treat people, the payouts. Payouts take so long in certain jurisdictions. We know here, I love to use your line. We're too close to the sun.
Yeah.
Here in Vegas, we just go to the counter right behind us. I want to take out $1,000, and they give you $1,000. A lot of these jurisdictions, you have to put a request in. It goes through. You're waiting for an email back. Some of my payouts in New Jersey took days. That's right, days. I missed a flight once because I had to get that certain payout for a reason, and it was a very large payout. And it just took 3 days to get it. It took literally 72 hours to get a payout. And it wasn't DraftKings, by the way. It was actually FanDuel. And it was actually it was closer to the beginning. So it was, now things have kind of ironed out, and more people are a little more used to it now. But so there's pros and cons of everything, you know.
5 years ago, when Passport was ruled unconstitutional, I like to ask this question. If I said to you that day, "Hey, Bill, this is how it's all going to go," and you know, 6 years down the road, this is going to happen, you know, one thing after another, would you have predicted this?
Oh, I thought you were going to say, would you have said it's worth it? Would I have predicted? No, I wouldn't have predicted it.
Would you say it's worth it?
Yes. Yes, because they gave me such ridiculous bonuses in the beginning. Yes. Yes. I made probably almost $100,000 in bonuses when they first signed up.
You were taking advantage of those left and right.
I absolutely was. And I'm looking forward to do it again.
Will it happen again?
No.
No, of course not.
But there's still casino hosts for some of these big places. And, you know, if you get find a square and beard in, not that I would ever do something
not,
like that.
Not that Bill Krakenberger.
No, even, I would never.
He doesn't even know what the word beard means.
Yeah, no, I don't do that stuff.
More with the crack man on the other side.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Back on a numbers game. Gil Alexander, we get tweets, we get texts. About everything we're talking about. This is from the great Las Vegas Chris. You're familiar with the great Las Vegas Chris, right?
Yeah, good guy.
Great guy. Hope Chris is feeling better these days. I should check in with him more often, quite frankly. He says, the tax is their new way of purging bettors with a brain. Well said. We get tweets at Beating the Book. This is from Keen at Crane Pool. He said, this DK shakedown is like restaurants that charge big when you use a credit card. Just bury the cost so I don't know I'm being abused. By the way, I'm a VSiN subscriber from day one. The three-year renewal deal is the ultimate EV.
That's pretty sick. Is it 3 years? I just seen that. Like
3 years.
$350?
75% off. $350.
That's pretty sick.
And, yeah. And it's this week only, and it is going fast. Is going. By the way, it is a fantastic deal. It really is.
A free plug. There you go.
Thank you, Crane Pool. This is Trip Tepper. The root cause that triggered the surcharge. Oh, yeah, this is what I was talking about. The root cause that triggered the surcharge is the greedy politicians doing the mafia shakedown of operators. These politicians have no clue the expenses required to operate a sportsbook and the concept of profit margin. But, yeah, as Jack pointed out, though, you know, these sportsbooks, you know, were able to name their tax. They were asked, like, how much do you think you should get taxed on it? So you're absolutely right. It starts with the egregious tax at the top, but then there is no excuse for the way that it was implemented by DraftKings. Both things can be true, but you're right. It starts at the top. Mike Stacks, people need to keep in mind that DK could still proceed with the 3% and 5% charge, and they could also still take it out of same game parlays or find other ways to take more, and people won't know. This was our point. With DK so open about this, it makes them very hard to trust. Open your eyes, people. Mike Alvarez. Hey, Bill, I'm considerably hairy except for the top of my head if you need a beard in Arizona or Nevada.
Oh, my man. Yeah. He's a good guy.
He's a good guy.
Hey, you know what? I want to tell you guys something. It just hit me. Like, this show could be so spontaneous. Last night, I went out to one of those dinners where you just want to sit back and take in the 200 years of experience these guys had in the bookmaking business.
Who'd you have?
You know what? I'd rather not say.
Okay.
But it was some of the most powerful people that ever were in the bookmaking world.
Oh.
And even the betting world.
How is Ron?
Only because I didn't ask those guys.
How is Ron Sacco doing? He's good?
I've known Ronnie almost 30 years, so.
Ronnie.
Ron's a great guy. And let me tell you something, too.
Yeah.
What a restaurant.
I was going to say, where'd you go? That's the
no,
most.
No, in his restaurant. Yes, he has a restaurant in Costa Rica. What a restaurant he has.
Oh, okay.
You wouldn't think like Italian food could be that good in Costa Rica. There's two restaurants in Costa Rica I'll put up against anywhere. So Ron's is one of them. But, I've actually known him for years. He's a great guy and always he's really happy to be in. He's going to be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
He's going to be in the Hall of Fame now that you brought this up with the great Jimmy Everett, which I've never said his name on air, otherwise known as Henry from Pinnacle. So they're both going in the Hall of Fame. They're both here, and congratulations to both of them.
That's a Hall of Fame
for being here. Yeah, and that's that class. As a matter of fact, I took a photo of it last night. My God, that class that's going in. Just real quick, guys. Richie Bocciolari, the great Richie Bocciolari, who we love. Nick Bogdanovich. Fantastic bookmaker and better, very sharp better also, Nick. Someone I didn't hear of, Ed Curd. I don't know that name. I'm embarrassed I don't know that name. I should have looked into it more. Herbie Hoops, Lampeck, who's big name around
Herbie Hoops
for years. Michael Kent. I'm gonna go out on a limb here and say Michael Kent should be number one, probably, of anyone ever in this Hall of Fame.
Wow.
Michael Kent was the genius behind the programming in the late 70s, Monmouth College, that came out with this huge IBM programming machine to beat sports betting. Genius that he was. He's passed, but Michael was absolutely deserves to be in there. Here's the next, of course, Ron Sacco, who we just talked about. Vic Salerno, I love Vic. Every time I go to Tuscany over in Henderson, maybe once or twice a month. It seems like Vic's in there every single time. But yeah, Vic, I love Vic. He's a classy guy. Chuck Schaap, as known as Chuck Sharp, in there also, old school Vegas guy. This is the last one I get to. Gene Mayday, and what a picture of Gene Mayday! Look at that picture of Gene. I never met him, of course, but one of the guys I went to dinner last night was one of his main runners for years. Gene was very sharp. He owned Little Caesars. What a class this year to go in to the Sports Betting Hall of Fame. But so let me.
That sounds like the initial Major League Baseball Hall of Fame class, which was Ty Cobb, Babe Ruth, Honus Wagner, Christy Mathewson, and Walter Johnson.
Look at these guys.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
But a lot of the new guys are to base. I know all those names, but a lot of people wouldn't know those names unless you're a baseball historian.
Yeah.
So one of the guys last night, this is one of those dinners where you just listen to everyone and they tell stories and you want to record everything. It was because I want to remember them forever because these guys are in there. Some of them are in their 80s. Oh my God. I don't know about this Philadelphia number they were talking about. I know me living in New York and Jersey, North Jersey growing up, there was a number 976-1313. It was our sports phone.
Yes.
I mean, my mother used to go absolutely crazy. I'm 15 years old calling sports phone and getting the bill for $68,000. I had an old-fashioned Italian mother. She literally would chase me around with a wooden spoon.
Yeah.
I'm not joking. She did multiple times. But I used to say, no, I got it, Mom. I'm going to pay it. And she goes, it's $68,000. This is 1979.
$68,000.
Are you crazy? So there was one in New York. They said, the one in Philadelphia, I don't know about this. 215-471-3000. And the way the person presented it to me, he's like, you had to get scores from them or off the radio every 30 minutes. Oh, boy. WIP. One of the stations in Philadelphia. And we had that in New York, too. We had 1010 wins and 880. 1010 wins news scores every 15 minutes. 815, 845. The worst thing was these guys weren't sports bettors. that were giving the information out.
Right.
So they would come right in with this. And they and I, the way he said it, I tell you what, I almost peed my pants the way he said it. Literally, they don't know that they would say, and the St. Louis Cardinals got robbed.
Oh.
Wait a minute. I thought they were St. Louis Cardinals. Usually you announce the winner.
Yeah.
They got robbed 7-5 in a grand slam walk-off home run against them. And you're like, oh, you said St. Louis first. And then you'd actually know the guys that were the reporters that were giving out the information. You were like, well, next time I got to be real careful. This guy just made me have a heart attack. And, it, you know, the worst thing was calling up the score phone for me. And I know my mother is going to kill me that you get the same recording.
Yes.
So wait, hold it. You said you'd be back in 5 minutes. It's 5 minutes. I want my 13 cents back. Like, you know, the same exact recording. You're like, oh, my God, she's going to kill me. Click. And then you click. But, yeah, some of the stories last night, one of them.
What restaurant, by the way?
We were at. Hold on. Let me think where I went last night. Jesus, I've been going out. I mean, I go out every single night.
This guy.
Yeah, terrible, ain't I?
Where'd you go, Bill? Come on.
I know what it was. Okay, hold on. Last night was a steakhouse kind of out of the way that no one really knows about. It's at Palace Station. Very good.
Oh.
It was very good, by the way. It was really good. Really good steakhouse.
Okay.
Just because they don't let me bet sports, I'll still go and spend money in the steakhouse. I didn't even buy with a person that would not let no one buy. One of these horse things, a great horse story for years ago. The horse story was someone was booking horses versus someone else. This is right at the start of the internet where most people didn't understand the internet. And they're sitting around this giant place. The guy's got, you know, a multi-million dollar house. And he invited 50, 60 people there every year. And the one guy was a bookmaker. He's booking horses off one of the guys. And the guy that is betting him $2,000, $3,000 a race, now he's actually getting the information first before the guy that's booking him.
Uh-huh.
So he's cheating him.
Yep.
So and this guy picks every chalk thing in the world. Well, he decides that he's losing so much money. Now he picks a 40-something to one shot. The horse pays $80. He wins $250,000. $250,000, 27, 8, 20, 30, let's call it 30 years ago. And the guy's like, all right, well, I'll just write it down. You know, you're going to get paid just like we always pay each other back and forth. And everyone in the room knew. Everyone in the room knew that this guy had it. There's no way you're betting an $80 horse. He bets favorites. And so now he goes to give him the money. He's trying to decide how to lose the money back to him because now he's embarrassed. So now he's betting like his favorites and stuff. It just so happens the next 2 days he wins another $200,000 betting favorites. So now literally he's trying to decide how to you know lose this money back. Bottom line, he actually admitted when he was owed $450,000, he said, listen, I've lost about $200,000 to you lifetime. He said, if I can just get 100 of that, we'll call everything square. So that's what he said.
He just got
for the 450, he got 100,000 back. I just was like, are these stories real? That's one story of, hey, oh no, he got $100,000 back. And then I have a great Michael Gaughan story. If we could do it another week too. I have like five of them I wrote down. But when we get back,
I want to hear the Michael Gaughan story.
Okay.
People also want to hear what you're betting. Preseason week one.
Sure.
We could talk about that as
That's
well.
That's a great subject because I'll tell you, last season week one, every single game I had 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 points, the best of it, and broke even, but then destroyed it the next weeks 2 and 3. So I would wish there was preseason all year round. Now, I mean, the information is so good off socials. Literally, I've given out like 4 games. Every one of them has moved pretty big. One just moved back, though. Someone's on Buffalo now.
Steve Mackinnon at Visa.com wrote a great piece about how if you can just fade the public in these preseason games, though, it is like last year worked out beautifully.
Oh, wow. Okay, just fade because they move so much. I mean,
that's right.
Literally.
So handle and ticket count.
And they're going to the key numbers of 7. It's hard to believe that they moved 7 points.
We'll get to Crack's plays on the other side and that Michael Gaughan story. Numbers Game, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Hey, it's contest season, and it is coming quick. Winner's Circle Proxy Service got your back. VSiN's preferred proxy partner. You can join the Circus Survivor and Circa Million contest, featuring 16 million guaranteed cash prizes with only one trip to Las Vegas before the NFL season kicks off. Winner's Circle Proxy, now in its 9th year, providing trusted proxy services to top contest players, including last year's Survivor and Million contest winners. Plus, don't miss out on Circa's Ultimate Contest Weekend from August 22nd to the 24th, packed with exclusive events, room discounts, live broadcasts, and more. Winner's Circle proxy clients get special perks like monthly access to VSiN Pro, stadium swim passes, free drink tickets, cool sign-up bag stuffers. So head over to winnerscircleproxy.com now. Book your appointment. Again, that's winnerscircleproxy.com. VSiN's preferred proxy partner. Gil Alexander, Wyatt Tomchek, in for Kelly Bidlin, and Bill Krakenberger. What'd you bet preseason? By the way, the Steve Mackinnon thing I was talking about, VSiN.com. Last year, 49 games, right? Total 2023 NFL preseason. Majority handle on point spreads went 14 and 30 against the spread. The majority number of bets on point spreads went 17 and 32 against the spread. This is when you look at the ticket counts and the handle on splits. Majority handle on totals went 19 and 28. Majority number of bets on totals went 18 and 29. So if you can fade the public, last year was super duper profitable for you. We'll see if that continues into this year. You just gave an example off air about something you gave out
yes.
on the Raiders.
Well, Las Vegas Raiders, I took plus 1.5. One of the sharpest guys back east put that out there. So plus 1.5. And then went to 3 on one shot. As a matter of fact, I got to give credit to the Westgate. But if I bet the Westgate something, they move 4.5 points on first move. You're never going to see that any other season, only in preseason football. I took 1.5. They went right to minus 3. I mean, they just know it's going to move. So they're on preseason. They're very smart over there to do that. But so now they go to I think it's Right Angle Sports give it that minus 3. Now it goes to 6. So now the line goes to 6. And then Fezzik comes in with the other side.
Of course he does. Yeah,
the other side of the game. And right now it's settled at 4, but it just goes to show you how we both can win.
Mm-hmm.
If the game lands, you know, 4 or 5 or even on the 6 or 3, I mean, you know, both sides can win. And it's something you said before the break that made me think of that. Someone said that fading the public, is that what you said?
That's what we're just talking about.
Fading the public,
yeah.
Though. How you could talk about that as far as anything goes, though. Big fades of big syndicate groups when the line moves 3, 4, 5 points. Sometimes both sides are right, you know. So
what have you played that's still relatively available?
Nothing.
Anything? Nothing. It's
nothing.
All gone. It's all
no.
gone.
Yeah. Maybe you got the last bet I made this morning was Cardinals under game 130, Arizona. And that's you can still get 37s right here. You can go. I found a 37.5 at Westgate, but you could still get 37 on the total on the under. But you got to be careful sometimes. You know, years previous, you'd never see this. Kansas City 40.5, San Fran game 39.5, Green Bay 39.5, next game 39. You'd never see those numbers preseason. The numbers were 33,
yeah.
30,
yeah.
29.5, 27.5. But last year, the books got their butt handed to them, having those low numbers. And Steve Fezzik was one of them, well, over on like everything.
Well, there's still like 5 or 6 games heading into this week one of preseason, which are at 34 and 35, right? Somewhere in that pocket. And I never.
Tonight's games.
Tonight's yeah. game is one of them.
Yeah.
So I never, you know, we never talk about this any other time of year, but these three team, what people were doing was these 3-team 10-point teasers.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, used to be priced at minus 120. Now they're kind of they're gouging you on these. But you tease those down,
yeah,
and you just defy these teams to go lower than 25.
I got to be blunt, Gil. Who's yeah. taking that? Who's booking that?
Well, that's the thing. So now, it's funny you say that because
yeah.
ever since saying that, they've disappeared in most spots now.
Oh,
and the only ones that still have them, like FanDuel has it, right? But it's like minus 146.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
that's the problem.
But I'll just tell you guys, since you brought it up,
yeah.
teasers are strong as morphine
yeah.
in this time of the year.
Yeah.
If you can lay 7-point teaser,
yep.
even though you're laying more juice than I'm used to, when I first started betting teasers, 7 points was 115. I had a couple shops 120. And 6-point teasers were always even. I mean, I had 5 shops that were always even. So now they have decided that, you know, people were doing these standard Wong teasers and winning. But if you can do teasers preseason football, if your shop takes it, and I say your shop because I'm talking about people that bet with a local guy or something, if they're taking teasers, boy, whoo-hoo, they could be strong, man. If you're betting some teasers,
yeah,
you know, plus 2.5 to plus 9.5, plus 1 to plus 8, And you want to make sure you're playing with a place that teasers. If you get a push, you actually don't lose your money.
Yes.
So, you know, places, if the other side of the game loses by 40, I don't care. You can't have a one-team teaser. I know there's bookmakers in this town that'll fight me on that. You cannot have a one-team teaser. I don't care if the other side lost by 40, the other leg of it. If I am taking plus 8 and it's 8, it's over and done. You get a refund of your money. So, and a lot of the, you know, the big sites do that. The DraftKings, the FanDuel, even William Hill, we'll give Caesars credit for something. At least they did. Less rules changed there. But even with your guys, request that with your local guys.
Well, the interesting quirk on that. Well, first of all, a couple things. One, a lot of the offshores that would offer the three team 10-pointers. When they would make it minus 120, they would say, if there's a tie, you lose, right? They'd throw that in.
Yes.
You have to be very careful about that.
Very good.
But what you were talking about is there's two teamers where, again, what Bill is saying is if one side pushes and the other loses, is this the scenario
you're
talking about?
You can't have a one-team teaser.
You can't have a one-team teaser. So I know, like MGM, for instance, you get your money back. There are, I would imagine, a colossal percentage of bettors would not even think to go back and get their refund. They just say, oh, I lost.
Yes.
Right? I lost one leg and I pushed the other.
Dumpster diving. You see it.
That's right.
You'll see dumpster diving. Yeah. You'll see dumpster diving when the team ties sometimes because you'll bet the early game and the early game gets blown out by 20. At nighttime, the primetime game, it pushed. And people don't know. They throw their tickets away. They don't really realize what happens. Why are you laughing?
I was saying it's because my old buddy Jay Rude, who used to be the vice president of race and sports at MGM, when he would talk about this, right, he would get so angry about it from his perspective. I'm like, Jay, can't be a one. He goes, I know, but it still pisses me off, he used to say.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Why? They did it.
They always give your money back.
I'll give your money back.
Yeah, they do. Because as you say, you cannot have
a
one-team
there's season. Guys in this town. We're sitting in a book. I love, you know, we love Derek and the Circa.
Yep.
There's books in this town like Circa that don't give their money back. I don't get it. I don't get it. Maybe the bookmaker can explain. You probably can't explain it because I probably know more than some of the guys in risk. And I'm not saying Circa. I'm saying in general, these guys that work in risk nationwide, they don't even. You can't have a one team teaser.
Nope.
So I'll fight to the day I die for that. That's for the customer trying to give the customer their money back. Everyone else does.
Closing seconds of the first quarter of the first basketball semifinal in the Olympics. Germany up 7 on France. They have kind of led the whole first frame here, led by as many as double digits earlier in the quarter. 25-18 right now. Germany 12.9 seconds left as France tries to come back from the early hole that they find themselves in. You bet a lot of Olympics, or did you bet anything at all?
I really didn't bet too much Olympics. Yeah. A couple prop bets. Nothing really crazy. You bet the Olympics? Did you bet some Olympics?
Not so much. Drew Dinsick comes on and gives us a lot of Olympic bets. Some of his.
I feel if you bet anything against the United States, it's like so just non-American, you know.
Zach had the bet taking the points against the USA tonight, and I in my head I thought the same. I was like, should I make my mark it down, Zach is anti-American joke, but I decided not to this time. But I feel the same way.
You reserve that for Paul Carr.
I reserve that for Paul Carr.
Thanks to our buddy Marcus here bringing us in golf tickets, Augusta, bringing us in hats,
yes,
T-shirts. And he's the best. That's the best place to go to get your Augusta tickets every year. Matter of fact, he has more rooms, everything in his packages. So golfticketsaugusta.com. So now you're going to do a... tomorrow you're moderating. Am I right? Is that the right word?
I am moderating. I believe that is the right word. I'll just get out of the way because it's a panel with Billy Walters on it.
How cool.
The greatest sports bettor of them all.
How cool.
But it's about, you know, my first question, honestly, is going to be this. By the way, it's about, you know, we have a former Pennsylvania regulator that's on there.
Oh, nice.
A former government official from West Virginia who was making gaming law.
So, nice.
Well, not a government official, but yeah, okay. I guess a government official. And also Alex Kane from Sportrade.
Yeah.
But my first question is going to be, you know, Billy, you've done it all. Why did you find it important enough to be here for this?
Wow, very nice.
And I think what it is he's as mad as anybody. Like, there should be a voice for the better.
That's good.
In all of this.
And, you know, I've known Billy 25 years.
Yeah.
And I always said it before we were allowed to talk, like, everyone was nervous. You can't talk. Now everyone's, you know, I guess everything's fine. We got offshore guys going. It doesn't matter. So... Billy has always been such a generous soul to so many people, not just charitable to charities, so many people. I have nothing bad to say. Billy's always been a great guy.
Yeah.
You know, so it's just...
Well, people are there for Billy more than anybody. Yep. So I am honored that Spanky would have me do that. That's tomorrow after the show. Billy, thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Bill Krakenberger. Best Bets is next. Enjoy from VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.